Lucy Fitzharris tested her bowstring once again. What was it her instructor Stevens had said? Relax your mind and body. The only thing that should be tight is your bowstring. She selected an arrow and inspected the fletching. Satisfied, she whispered to herself, knock, draw, loose. A short ftss sound, and then a soft thunk. Bullseye! Lucy smiled down at her tiny white and brown spaniel, whose tail was waggling. Come along, Hercules! She walked across the practice field toward the straw bale target, with Hercules bounding along at her side. Five of her six arrows had struck center. Lucy had proven herself a far better archer than her brother or his friends, yet they had never allowed her on a hunt.
Hunting is for men, George had said. The sport is too rough for girls.
One day, Hercules, one day we will take down a stag with a single shot. That will wipe the sneer off George's face once and for all. Hercules broke into wild barking at an approaching threat. Lucy's maid, Nunu Philippa, puffing and grunting up the hill, her wide frame swaying from side to side. Mad. She must have run all the way from the house to the shooting range. She had her skirt hitched up to her knees with one hand, and the other hand waving madly.
Vion! Vion!
Lucy met her halfway.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Votre père veut vous parler?
Philippa bent over to catch her breath. What does Papa want to talk to me about?
Oh, mon Dieu!
Even Philippa's wheezing sounded French.
Tell me, is it Langley?
Lucy gave her shoulder a quick shake.
Has George brought Lord Langley home to Maidstone with him? Je ne sais pas,
Philippa gasped and fanned herself with a free hand. Lucy started for the house, calling over her shoulder,
Hurry! I can't receive him in my morning gown. Hurry, I say!
Triumph swept Lucy along the gravel path through the gardens toward the house. She had been waiting for this day for many months. Viscount Langley was the son of the Earl of Bromley, and he had finally come to ask for her hand. A schoolmate of her brother's, the handsome and charming Langley, had visited Maidstone many times. Although he had never professed his love, she was certain of his affections. He had kissed her in the garden. Everyone knew a gentleman never kissed a lady unless he intended to marry her. No doubt he'd been waiting for her to turn 18. Now that she had, they would be married, and she would be a viscountess.